Now, the economy. There's been a lot of discussion. And, of course, the other night, you know, the debate in Washington, and rather in New Hampshire, was all about the Republicans attacking the president's economic views and his economic policy, something he said, look, he understands, and that's fine, that's a campaign, but he's not campaigning right now.
Well, you know, there will be time for campaigning. I'll let those guys sort out what they want to say. What I know is that an economy that was shrinking is now growing, but we've got to grow it faster. And so the steps that we've already taken in terms of payroll tax cut, making sure that we're providing tax incentives for businesses to build plants and put people to work, that those steps we've got to sustain.
Senator John McCain, 2008 Republican nominee, very critical of the president on the record with Greta Van Susteren last night.
I think the problem is that the president believes that money will get us, government money and taxpayers' money will get us out of this problem, these problems we're in. I think also it's very important that while he's talking about a lack of regulations, free trade, those kinds of reduction in government regulations, his government is doing the opposite.
And yesterday's anniversary of the summer of recovery brought a lot of Republicans out to say what recovery, among them Senator Johnny Isaacson, Republican from Georgia.
Last year was declared to be the summer of recovery. We are now having a relapse 1 year later. It is time we lessen regulation, incentivize business, and work to cause the recovery to happen, because government is a partner, not a prohibitor.
The president has been meeting with business leaders, and there's even another aspect to this that I think is kind of interesting. In the Washington Post, a story from Peter Walston and Jialin Yang, who are writing that it was supposed to be the White House's latest make nice session with corporate America, visit by Chief of Staff William Daley to a meeting with hundreds of manufacturing executives in town to press lawmakers for looser regulations. But the outreach soon turned into a rare public dressing down of the president's policies with his highest ranking aide. Exasperated executives stood to air their grievances on environmental regulations and stalled free trade deals. So that gives us a general backdrop for our next guest, who joins us, as we want to spend a little time talking about creating jobs. David Park is the president and CEO of Austin Capital LLC, and we want to talk a little bit about the Job Creators Alliance. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me, Ken.
Tell us what the Job Creators Alliance is all about.
Job Creators Alliance is really a brainchild of two people, Bernie Marcus, who is the co-founder and retired CEO of Home Depot, and a dynamic woman, and our current CEO, Jeanette Goodman. And our really mission statement is to spread the free market ideals and preserve free market enterprise for America, and to teach the American public what all those public policies and unfortunate regulations may have an effect within the economy. So rather than bringing together academics and politicians, we have brought together entrepreneurs and CEOs from varying degrees of companies. Some of them are retired, but they do come from multiple backgrounds, Fortune 500 companies to small businesses, some of them are, such as Best Buy, BB&T Bank, Southern Company, and Whole Foods, to smaller companies like Austin Capital. And we're about hopefully changing public opinions about free market, as well as changing public policy.
Who are the biggest job creators in this country today?
The job creation, of course, should be focused on free and market companies, and rather than being government agencies. And unfortunately, the small businesses in particular, that creates about 50% of all the jobs in the United States, are under unfortunate high levels of regulations, and is really being impeded for creating these types of jobs for the future.
Part of the reason I asked that question is because I'd seen an interesting piece the other day having to do with the president's commission, or the group of business leaders that he had met with at the White House, and they represented a lot of companies which have either shrunk or have had increasingly lowered profits over the last several years, whereas some of the companies that have created a lot of jobs, people like McDonald's and the Walmarts of the world, don't seem to be represented at these meetings. And I'm wondering if there's a connection between the two, or if maybe there's just a misperception that some of those bigger companies are not creating jobs. I mean, give us a sense of who should be in these meetings to talk about these things.
Yeah, so I think the white space literally within the public administration right now is that the small companies themselves are not being represented very well. So all of the policies that the administration is currently, as well as the Treasury, is employing is helping out these larger companies, whether it be McDonald's, whether it be any of the Fortune 500 companies. And so while the stock market is doing extremely well because of these particular policies, a large part of that is because they have access to not only capital, but they have an entire staff of people and organizations that understand these rules and regulations. So part of the reason why the economy is stalled in terms of job creation is, you know, again, 50% of all the jobs are created by small businesses. And unfortunately, these small businesses that are not being represented not only are burdened with this extra regulation, but they don't even understand them. So I think the change in policy has to move away from focusing on creating even more liquidity, such as the quantitative easing number two that just recently happened, to focusing on the small businesses that actually do employ 50% of all the people in the United States, and to make sure that they understand how to you know, take a look at these regulations and see whether or not they can bring a certain amount of clarity to these small businesses.
We've talked to the administration before about some other things that they are trying to do, which include investment in education, specifically colleges, for example, community colleges, trying to get partnerships which would involve businesses locally and thereby investing in the kinds of education and job skills that some of these people would need to have to make them, I guess, better employees and also to meet the need that a lot of these companies have by working with them. Does that make sense to you?
Sure, and that's part of what we're trying to do. We're trying to teach a certain amount of entrepreneurship, not only through a variety of academic settings, but also just going on shows like yourself and making sure people understand that there are other venues for small businesses and hopefully a certain amount of startups to take advantage of these types of education and other types of processes that might assist them. And one of the thing that that many of the small businesses, I think, clearly are looking for is clarity. So, in fact, I'm at a conference today that one of the small business owners have come over to us. He's an orthopedic surgeon, and he was talking about how he wanted to buy this terrific new building, but because of the fact of the new healthcare reform, he has absolutely no idea how much money he's going to get paid through Medicare. And because of Medicare-type policies, his potential income is very, very unclear at this point because a lot of the insurance companies look at Medicare payments to determine how much to pay the physicians. And so because of that lack of clarity, which is entirely different than uncertainty, I mean, because you can't clearly get rid of uncertainty and you don't want to, but by bringing extra clarity to what he potentially sees as a possibility of income, he would have easily bought this other building, which would have helped in many ways through what's called velocity of money. You know, he buys a building, he hires contracts to fix up the building. He then, you know, in return goes out and spends the money in some other ways, and that velocity of money really helps create additional jobs. And so because of that lack of clarity, I think, you know, people are just kind of sitting, especially the small businesses are sitting on the sideline. Even a lot of the larger corporations are sitting on a tremendous amount of cash on the balance sheet for that exact same reason. So by going out and talking about it, going through the educational systems and going through the traditional training sessions for small businesses to make sure they understand about free enterprise, how velocity of money works and things of that nature, I think that in itself will help a great deal in changing public opinion and hopefully public policy as well.
Well, people who are interested, jobcreatorsalliance.org is the website, correct?
JobCreatorsAlliance.org is the website, and there are, within that particular website, a way to contact us through emails and to keep them informed. And just to kind of illustrate how I think not only important but timely this has been, we launched that site about 2 days ago, and literally within the first hour, we got 16,000 hits, and that full day out, we got 22,000 hits on that website. And between the hours of, I think, around 9 to 6 p.m., we got about 2,000 hits an hour. Mm. And within the second day, which was yesterday, we got well over 36,000 hits between that same time frame within a matter of 10 hours. So we feel like it's very, very relevant, not only to, to go on talk shows and talking about creating jobs, but really down to what is hitting home to and what is the most important to people that's out there, which is, in this case, jobs for themselves in the economy and where this country is heading.
David Park, thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me, Tim.
Yes, sir. Clearly, people are looking for answers. David Park, President, CEO, Austin Capital, the Job Creators Alliance, something we wanted to focus on a little bit this morning since it's all about the jobs, jobs, jobs.